From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The U.S. Marines expect to land 2,000 troops in Haiti today, and the United Nations Security Council is to vote on sending more peacekeepers. The delivery of aid after last week's earthquake is slowly improving. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Port-au-Prince. She says there's been some violence, but that there's no sense of the cities being out of control.
The security situation depends on where you are in the city. Obviously, in some pockets of the city, there was some looting and, violence. But, these are really bad areas of the city anyway. And so it's not surprising that you're going to have this looting. But in other parts of the city, it is still quite organized.
That's NPR's Jackie Northam in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Estimates of deaths from the quake run as high as 200,000. The main border crossing between Haiti and the Dominican Republic has turned into a major staging area for relief efforts and medical crews. Almost a week after the earthquake, Haitians are still coming across the border seeking medical care. NPR's Russell Lewis reports.
The tiny town of Hamani in the Dominican Republic is normally just a pass-through for people shuttling between the two countries. Now, the public hospital here has a nonstop flow of Haitians. In a makeshift waiting room late at night, dozens of injured people were sprawled out on stretchers, the ground, and even planks of plywood. Many people had broken bones, some had deep cuts, others appeared to be sleeping. Inside the non-air-conditioned hospital, doctors and nurses scurried from room to room examining patients. One nurse held up a crinkled x-ray and stared at the image using a dingy yellow bulb as a light source. One aid worker says it's been this way since last week as Haitians continue to cross the border in search of medical care. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Jemani, Dominican Republic.
The Senate returns to work in Washington today. A big item on the agenda is a $154 billion jobs bill. The House passed it last month. Some critics fear it will add too much debt. Some think it should be bigger. And as Danielle Carson reports, some economists believe individual provisions with the bill are much needed.
Gary Bertlis, an economist with the Brookings Institution, says the Senate is likely to have problems with the price tag, but it should support a key provision of the bill.
I think parts of the House bill are going to make it through the Senate very easily to continue the unemployment insurance programs so that people losing their unemployment benefits after January 1st will continue to get unemployment insurance extensions.
Some business groups are tepid about the jobs bill. The National Association of Manufacturers worries it doesn't go far enough to create long-term, high-paying jobs. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 43 points at 10,653. The NASDAQ Composite is up 18 at 2306. The S&P 500 up 5. This is NPR News. There's a tentative agreement in the day-old Cleveland Orchestra strike. Musicians and management of the financially struggling orchestra have been at odds over wages. From member station WKSU, Kevin Niedermeyer reports.
Terms of the new agreement have not been announced. The musicians are expected to vote this afternoon. The strike began Monday after the two sides failed to come to terms over wages and other issues. The orchestra is facing a $2 million budget shortfall due to declining ticket sales and the impact of the weak economy on its endowment. Management had asked the musicians to take a 5% pay cut in the first year of a new three-year contract, the same cuts non-union employees have already taken. The musicians have worked without a contract since August. The strike, which could be a short one, is the Cleveland Orchestra's first in 30 years. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Cleveland.
A TV producer accused of blackmailing CBS talk show host David Letterman may find out today whether the case against him will be dismissed. A judge's ruling is expected. Prosecutors say Robert Joe Halderman demanded $2 million from Letterman to keep quiet about Letterman's alleged affairs with women who worked at his show. The case prompted Letterman to tell his Late Show viewers on the air about the affairs. Halderman was arrested after he deposited a phony $2 million check given to him by Letterman's lawyer. Halderman's lawyer says the transaction was simply commerce and was not blackmail. Japan Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. It's more than $25 billion in debt. A government-backed agency says it will help with a restructuring. JAL says it will cut 16,000 jobs and cut the number of routes it operates. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.